This is Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. Warcraft Trolls returns to the spotlight, Legendary Pictures trolls on Twitter. I'll introduce you to two new podcasts, but the real question is, did you get into the Warlords of Draenor beta? This is Realm Maintenance number 104.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Darkspear and Zandalari, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Brian Black, aka Ro, and thanks as always for listening. I want to thank the thousands of you who checked out the show and realm-maintenance.com last week. Whether it's your first time there or your 100th time there, it means a lot that I saw so many hits there. I've never seen so much traffic on the site in a single week. I mean, of course, many of you were after the beta keys. But I am hoping that a few of you have found this show and are going to be regular listeners. Now, the beta key winners are coming up in a few minutes, but right now, let's get the show rolling with a controversy that's brewing up a storm. Or is it a storm that's brewing up a controversy? Here is the rolling restart. I've been in the Heroes of the Storm technical alpha for a while now, and for the most part, I've enjoyed spending a lot of my time in my first MOBA. Hero Brawler. It's gone through plenty of changes since the time I got into it, but the most recent change is the one that has many people wondering if the game is going in the right direction now. Before last week, one of the things that made Heroes so interesting is just how much it does things differently from similar games like League of Legends and Dota 2. However, with the addition of this artifact system, the game has taken an interesting turn. Artifacts are items which give your hero a minor but noticeable difference to its stats. You could get an item that gives more health points, or a bonus to movement speed, or a boost to damage your abilities, and so on. These artifacts can be leveled up by spending increasing amounts of gold on them up to level 10. Basically, it's another progression system in the game. Now, mind you, there are already player-level progression systems and a separate progression track for heroes, both of which were recently changed with this patch, and in my opinion, feel a lot more grindy than they were before and than they need to be. I get why progression systems are in the game, and I'm actually okay with player levels and hero levels, though I wish it wasn't taking so long to progress in them. Artifacts are a different story, I don't know. One of the great things about Heroes up until recently is that whether you play one game a day or 10 games a day, for the most part, players are on a level playing field. It's teamwork and skill that's going to decide the outcome of the game. While artifacts, even at max level, provide just small bonuses, the bonuses are still important, and to fully level one, you need to spend more gold than it takes to unlock a good number of the current hero roster. Now, my point here is that you feel like you need to spend the gold on artifacts when you could be spending the gold on unlocking new heroes. Now, this isn't a problem if you're dead set on playing just one or two heroes all the time, but for someone like me who likes to explore all of the hero options I have, this kinda draws things out a bit, and when I only play once or twice a day, well, it just kinda gets even worse from there. Now, this really is the tip of the iceberg on my thoughts, though, and the artifact system can and will change a lot over the coming months. Heck, it may not even exist when the game is live. I'm by far from giving up on this game yet, and you won't really hear me talk about Heroes of the Storm too often on this segment, so feel free to listen to the Prepare for Combat podcast at prepareforcombat.net if you want to hear me ramble on it some more. Right now, let's turn our attention back to the rest of the Blizzard universe and recap the past week as we go around the world of Warcraft and more in 80 seconds. The Horde Chopper mount that was chosen by popular vote in the Azeroth Choppers promotion will be available when Warlords of Draenor launches as long as you log into the game prior to September 30th. This mount will be usable by Horde characters only. If you're a WoW Arena competitor, it's time to hone your skills and get ready to fight hard for a spot in the World Championship. In order to be eligible, teams need to have an individual 3v3 arena rating of 2500 on the Live Realms by August 25th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time to participate in the online qualifiers for the North American part of the tournament. Nagrand and the Spires of Arok are open for testing on the Beta Realms, and the cap has been increased to level 100. A wipe of all characters on Beta Realms happened prior to the most recent build, and Beta Realms have been renamed to clarify their testing purpose. The Plague Quarter of Naxxramas is now available to be unlocked in Hearthstone. Have fun! The ArtCraft blog series continues last week on the official WoW site with a look at the improved model for the female Tauren. StarCraft II is currently celebrating its 4th anniversary, and players that log in before the end of this week will be able to unlock new anniversary portraits for each race. The garrison building for Enchanting and Warlords of Draenor will allow players to essentially transmogrify the appearance of their weapon enchantments. And finally, Legendary Pictures unveiled a teaser trailer for the Warcraft movie at San Diego Comic-Con. Those not in attendance weren't left empty-handed, however, as an 11-second clip of the animated logo for the movie was posted on YouTube. And that's it. Wait. Are you freaking kidding me? Now, come on. Hold up here. I don't f***ing believe this. I mean, okay, yes, I kind of do believe this, because San Diego Comic-Con, they always do these exclusive things that no one else is supposed to see, right? But come on, even the Superman versus Batman, or Batman versus Superman, whatever the heck it is, the teaser trailer for that was leaked, alright? And yet, for the second year in a row, somehow, no one had a cell phone available to take a picture, albeit grainy, bad, whatever, of the Warcraft teaser trailer. I don't understand. Warcraft nerds, where are you at? Why have you failed me? I mean, let alone the fact that I didn't want a trailer to happen here at San Diego Comic-Con in the first place, because, hello, BlizzCon? So, I don't know. I'm done. That's your news. Find your happy place, Ro. Clear blue ocean. Okay, let's give out some beta keys. Nearly 70 people submitted a screenshot of their characters at the Dark Portal with a companion pet named after a member of the WoW community. While I would love to give each and every one of you a beta key, I only have 15. Now, don't be too discouraged if you don't hear your name. I'm seeing more and more beta giveaways pop up, and if you remain diligent, you'll be in the beta in not too long. And, of course, make sure you're opted in for beta testing on your account. After all, Blizzard could just flat out flag you for access without having to worry about contests and giveaways and all that. Alright, here we go. Congratulations to the following people on Twitter who will shortly be receiving a beta key from me. Absinac, Acesius Wow, _ Kurtney _ A, DL Hack, Dustin Smith 88, Ever Studious, _ Happy Meals, Mao Clavijor, Mirdin 15, Mark Dean 8, Taff Dude, Scarlet C97, V_ Scratchman, Vesuvia 30, and Zan_ UT. Congratulations to all of you, and if you found out that you won, please make sure that you are following me on Twitter at Realm Podcast. I'll be following back all of the winners and sending your keys via direct message. Congrats to those that got in, and best of luck to those remaining on the other side of the Dark Portal for now. Last week at the end of the show, I said I was interviewing the Journal of Marcus Ty podcast. Well, due to a scheduling hiccup, that interview is going to be heard on the show sometime in August. Instead, this week I've decided to revisit another podcast that I featured here over a year and a half ago. When I first interviewed Megan and Ward from Warcraft Trolls, they had only recorded 22 episodes. They are now just a matter of weeks away from episode 100, and why not bring them back onto the show? How you two doing?
Pretty good. Oh my god, I'm like episode 100 and I'm starting to feel pressure.
Oh no, don't start.
You almost have that check from Blizzard. It's in sight.
Do you remember the 1 year anniversary that I did? Like, how do I top that?
I don't know. It's been almost a year since then.
I literally made like Warcraft the Musical, where I took Warcraft music and wrote lyrics to it, and I made this whole like epic musical thing out of it. And
we're working on another one though.
Well, oh, I am, but that's for this week. But that's...
Or you could save it and make it bigger.
No, come on. We can't just.
You can't cheapen
this
things.
This week's all Anastasia right. Week. Because I realized that Dre and I are Russian.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And there's literally a song called Journey to the Past.
That's excellent.
I changed that one. I changed a lot of the lyrics, but I kept the on a Journey to the Past part.
Of course.
Because, like, you gotta... And there's one that's called Once Upon a December, so I changed that to The World We Once Called Draenor.
For people who have not listened to your show before, we don't need to go into the origin story because we kind of covered that all the way back a year and a half ago. But can you give kind of the nutshell version of just what the heck is Warcraft Trolls?
Oh, man, what a loaded question is that already? Because it's like, we don't really have a firm set structure. I mean, when we first recorded the show way back when, we had like a, oh, let's talk about, you know, stories and WoW, news and WoW. And
I
now
think
it's like,
tries
we just turn
to...
on the microphone.
Yeah, I think everybody, in the beginning, they try to model after the instance. And the instance is really structured, or it That's was true. Back when I was listening to it. I haven't listened to it in a while. I'm sure they're doing wonderful work. But I haven't listened to it for, like, years. I think everybody is like, oh, they've got these cute segments with, like, the big news of the week and the town crier and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we tried to do stuff like that, but
in
it
the
just
beginning, yeah.
never really worked for us.
No.
Because if you've noticed, we derail a lot. And so basically...
Constantly. I don't think there's, like, a rail for us to be on.
I don't think
on.
There is. Well, basically...
You guys are practically a hover car.
I think it's like there's, like, tangents. You just keep going on tangents in more or less...
Yeah, I... Well, okay.
Some aim direction.
I feel like Warcraft Trolls is, like, we're inviting you to dinner to hang out with us, and we're just going to chat about, like, probably Warcraft will be in there.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge part of our lives.
Or it's like, we'll forget, we'll have Skype on. It's like, just like a regular day.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, we're exactly. just staying at home.
May I ask the kind of scary question? This is a question that people don't always like to admit the answer to. Around how many hours a week do each of you play Warcraft?
So many.
A lot.
It's at least a part-time job for me.
How many hours am I not sleeping or at work?
There you go.
I'm going to go with that number.
The thing is, we live in a studio apartment. Mm-hmm. The Warcraft studio. Or the
Warcraft Troll
studio apartment.
TM.
TM. So we don't really... We're very into escapism. And we're very into like doing things... gaming, or I also do drawings and reading stuff and being like involved in things that are mostly in your mind, because we just do not have a lot of space for anything else.
That's true. Between now and a year and a half ago, what would you say have been the biggest changes for both of you and for the show in general?
I don't know. Our lives have been pretty much the same. The show, though, has like devolved and evolved. I don't know. I used to do, you know, like 2 to 3 songs a week.
Right.
And
right.
like
that, right when I was interviewing you, you were kind of really cranking those things out.
Well, that's the thing. Eventually you run out of stuff to parody, and it's like you don't want to force it, you know? It's like you only want to do things that you are genuinely find funny or you genuinely have a good idea for.
Sure.
And you don't want to just be like searching for like what Disney song haven't I done yet? So, like, for a while
at that point, there weren't a lot.
Yeah, for a while there, I didn't do, like, any songs where we've been a skit in forever.
Yeah.
The main problem is for skits, it's hard to do them with just 2 people, and especially with one of those people being a lady, considering the
female
unfortunate...
Female characters in Warcraft?
The unfortunate, like, those female characters exist. In Warcraft. Unless, like, Jaina does something, or Tyrande, or pretty much... high and dry.
Mm.
Or unless someone decides to do their own comic about female Warcraft characters that aren't part of the main lore, like you did not too long ago.
Yes, that's I've started to do my own long form comic stories, fan comics about Warcraft. And yes, they pretty much all feature female characters.
I think that's awesome. I like that first one you did with the flower with the Forsaken and
yes.
the girl there.
Well, that's
the
story...
Lily and the Rose, right?
Yes.
Is that the name? Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the name. That story came about because I think it's so interesting that there's now currently since Kata, there are humans farming what was once the Plague Lands. Mm-hmm. And you could do quests from either side. So you can come in and like as the Alliance, like, help out the farmers, or you can come in from the Forsaken and they're like, screw those humans, plague them.
Yeah.
They're trying to take our land.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit about trolls and lore. And most specifically, I want to get your thoughts on how you feel about a troll war chief.
I'm super depressed that we're not going to get to see him do anything.
right?
It's like
you're supposed to be sitting on the throne while going out into the red dark portal.
I was so okay, you don't even know. When that cinematic dropped and like the reveal happened when Vol'jin was like, "I speak for the Horde," I was literally, I think I made a sound so high pitched that like dogs can't even hear it anymore. Like, I was so excited. I love Vol'jin and I love trolls. And I was like, oh my God, the Horde's going to go in like a whole new direction. And this is going to be like, what's going to happen now? I'm so excited to figure out what's going to happen next. And then we go to BlizzCon and it's like, breaks on everything. No more of any of that other interesting stuff that we just set up.
Hold on, let's go to a world where trolls don't even exist.
I know. I'm like,
like, what?
It makes you wonder. Now, I think in every expansion, we've had troll content in some form or another.
Expansion.
We've had a troll raid or a troll dungeon. Even in Pandaria, we had trolls with the Throne of Thunder.
Exactly.
Is there any way on Draenor we can get a troll instance? It wouldn't surprise me. They'll find a way.
Only if, like, Vol'jin can bring a contingent through or they do another, like, oh no, the trolls on Azeroth are rising up. We gotta go beat them up like they did with them.
Well, I mean, they did leave the door open for us going into Zandalar.
Oh, yeah, Zandalar.
When there's like all the different.
It's like half sunken and stuff now.
Oh, yeah. The whole point is like if you read all the like the lore scrolls on the Isle of Thunder, you unlock extra.
And of course you did.
Because you were going, of course, from the Horde area and the Alliance area and like hop jumping around all the scrolls. Anyways, if you read all the scrolls and you get that cutscene unlocked for the lore walkers, it's gone like a whole long exhibition of like what is going on the island of Zandalar.
Yeah.
And like what's going on with like the main hub like of the old Zandalari Empire. And even in the like a patch right after that, so that's 5.3 when they had is that when they unlocked Kurok scenarios? I'm trying to remember
that's when that was. 5.3 is when we had Battlefield Barons.
And
heroic scenarios, I think.
Right. Because one of the heroic scenarios that they introduced was
Blood in the Snow.
Yep. And Blood in the Snow is all about the other
Blood troll in the Snow, best lore.
Faction. Because apparently Zandalari are splitting in half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, there are always good and bad trolls. And, like, but I was so excited the Vol'jin was Warchief. And I really want to know what was going to happen. And, like, I want to know what was going to happen with Jaina, because Jaina's, like, clearly now has a hate boner for the Horde, and I want to know, like, what's going to happen with Dalaran? What's going to happen with the Kirin Tor? You know,
I want
to know what's going to happen with Sylvanas, because, like, Varian freaking name drops her. He's like, we have to check Sylvanas and her, like, plague crap, because that's getting out of hand. And he was even like, we have to go take back Gilneas. I was like, we're gonna take back Gilneas. Oh my God,
we're gonna do something about that.
They mentioned Gilneas
the first time in like a whole expat.
Yeah. But then like Gen's back there like, thank you, Varian. You mentioned my name. And like, what, a single tear rolls down his sad working face. Jeez. Again.
Yeah.
And so, and then it's like, nope! Like, they just flip that table over, and then like, plop down some orc, you know, action figures and start, like,
road trip.
Like, hitting each other with them. Oh my God. I feel like it's like if you were watching a TV show. It's like if you were watching Game of Thrones, right? And like the season finale happened and it built up all this stuff and you really wanted to know what happened. And then like the next season, they're like, no, this season is all about Daenerys going back and in time and meeting a bunch of Targaryens. And you're like, what?
It would be like watching, to be a Trek nerd here, it would be like watching Deep Space Nine, and then in the middle of Deep Space Nine, like after a season of Deep Space Nine, they just decide, okay, now we're doing Voyager. And you're like, well, what about the rest of the Deep Space Nine story? Well, we'll get back to that after Voyager.
One season of Voyager is right in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, there we go.
But they'll still call it Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, they will.
All these characters I cared about.
It'll be like one character from Deep Space Nine gets like teleported onto Voyager, and like that's the connection. And like, here's your Deep Space Nine now. It's It's that one character on Voyager for a season. Don't worry, they'll go back eventually. We promise. Like, oh, what the what? Will any of this have consequences? Well, you know, it's an alternate timeline, so... could have consequences. It could just be us screwing around.
People might die. We don't know.
Well, I feel like they're getting into really stupid comic book territory with this alternate dimension, and I'm like, look at DC, Blizzard, do you really want to multiverse? Do you really, like solving the multiverse has been DC's, like, master thesis for, like, the last 30 years.
Wait, you've just stumbled onto something. DC is the company behind the Warcraft figures, figurines and stuff.
You have been hanging out with people who are bad influence, Blizzard. That explains it. The problem is, they're clearly making this alternate universe so they can kill off important characters, but have it not be for realsies.
Yeah.
And, like, so that, you know, all bets are off.
Or bring in alternate characters. Hi, alternate Illidan. How you doing?
Oh my gosh. I really...
Remember we heard something about, I'd really love to have a redemption story for Illidan. Well, wasn't Illidan killed in Black Temple? Yeah, but alternate Illidan.
That's a good question, because...
I remember the actual question in the lore panel.
Is he already on Draenor at this point when we show up?
No.
So is he... That would be an amazing patch. Are you kidding me? Like
Illidan shows up with Kel'Thas?
What's up, guys? I'm from alternate Azeroth. Illidan and Kel'Thas. Oh my god, that would be so funny. All the one-offs are just like, what the hell?
The setbacks continue.
One of them's like, come back, Kel'Thas.
Not too much has changed about your podcast. You guys are both very passionate about the lore. You go on crazy, crazy tangents. You just have a lot of fun with this show. And it just makes me wonder, how far does this go? I mean, you're a month and change away from 100 episodes. Where do you think the show has any end in sight? Or you think you're going to be doing Warcraft Trolls till the servers shut down?
Oh, man.
Probably till the until, like, the server shut down or, like, it stops being fun. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of the two things. We do this for fun. And occasionally when life stuff happens and we can't, or, like, it wouldn't be fun to do it, we don't do it. Like, we don't feel like
forcing ourselves.
Yeah, we don't feel like forcing ourselves to do it.
Sure.
It's just, like, it's the thing, it's something that we do together, which is important. And, like, Ward works 40 hours a week, and I stay at home and I do my drawings, and oftentimes we don't get a chance to just talk to each other. And so having a show where literally we are forced to sit down for 1 to 3 hours...
And not play WoW.
And not play WoW, and not read the internet, not watch movies, and just talk to each other. I don't know, it's important.
Yeah.
And it's fun, and it helps our relationship, and it helps everything. I don't know, I don't imagine ever giving it up.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely awesome. I'm happy to hear that, because I think I've made it clear a few times, I really love your guys' show. I love that it's very non-traditional. The lack of a format is what makes your show shine, in my opinion. It's not for everyone. It's also explicit. So, I mean, people, if you're going to listen to Warcraft Trolls, be prepared for some explicit language. But if that doesn't bother you, I was wondering if you can give the info where, when, and how, and why. Well, maybe not the why, but where can people find Warcraft Trolls?
We have a website that's trollcasts.com. There are other shows on there, but you can see the Warcraft Trolls logo. Click on that, and it'll take you to a list of the shows.
So, trollcast.com, click on Warcraft Trolls. They can also find you guys on iTunes and Stitcher, yes?
Yes.
Well, once again, Megan and Ward, thank you for being on the show this week. I really have a lot of fun listening to your show. I hope other people check it out and have fun listening to you guys, too. And right now, we're going to go ahead and play a clip from one of the most recent episodes of Warcraft Trolls. Thanks again for being on the show, guys.
Thanks, Ro.
Thanks.
This portal is my chance. The past can't desert me, can't step back when it's right here. I was just a child, made so many choices. Maybe now I could face those fears. And once I thought just space was vast, but now I'm on a journey to the past. On the other side, who can say what's waiting? Years of dreams have come and gone. How many can I save? Keep them safe and wanted. Bring them home where they belong.
Thanks again to Megan and Ward for being on the show this week. Folks, I have to admit, the interview you just heard is very different from hearing the entire 55-minute version, which I feel is definitely worth checking out. In typical Warcraft Trolls fashion, the conversation derails a half a dozen times, but it's still some great talk, especially if you're interested in things such as lore, inclusivity in WoW, and Ward's dad. I mean, come on, we all want to know about Ward's dad, right? Anyhow, the full interview can be heard soon at realm-maintenance.com/interviews. Let's move on to this week's podcast news. Last week on episode 111 of Vote to Kick, it was announced that the show would be going on hiatus for a couple months. During this time, the team plans to launch a new website for the show, as well as an overhaul for their current production scheme and much more. Make sure you follow the show at Vote2Kick, using the number 2, to keep an eye on the show's return in the not-too-distant future. Just recently, I discovered a new European podcast called The Blue Recluse. Each week, co-hosts Marty and Tom have a lighthearted general discussion about all Blizzard games, covering various news articles, tweets, patch notes, and other aspects from the last week. They aren't just strictly Blizzard-only, though, as they like to top off their podcast with a few segments of other general gaming news or anything that's piqued their interest. You can find the show on iTunes or on the web at thebluerecluse.eu. Find the show on Twitter at @TBRPodcast. On episode 29 of The Meeting Stone, Mike and Brian consider their favorite faction hubs over the years, along with celebrating the return of Darker Knights to Azeroth. You can listen to this PG-13 show on themeetingstone.com or wherever podcasts are distributed. There are a couple milestones to celebrate this past week, including the 150th episode of Convert to Raid. Catch up on what Pat Crane, Coltrane, and Darius have to say about the latest goings-on in WoW on this podcast for Raiders in the World of Warcraft. You can find the show at convertoray.com, and be sure to be a part of the fun when the show records live at noon U.S. Eastern Time every Sunday. Or do I mean every Sunderday? I mean, after all, Sunday evenings are the home to the live recording of the Sundering Podcast, which just celebrated its 4th anniversary on episode 193. You can listen to last week's show, which was full of talk about Heroes of the Storm, WoW, League of Legends, and most importantly, 8 interesting facts about bacon at thesundering.net. Follow the show on Twitter at thesundering. At present, there are no podcasts out there specifically for priests. However, if you do play a disciplined priest in WoW, I'd highly encourage you to check out episode 80 of My Epic Heals, when Wolf, Boosh, Petango, and Hathor are joined by Vero and Nair to talk all about your class. This podcast for all things healing can be found at myepicheelspodcast.wordpress.com. A new Hearthstone-focused podcast has appeared, and if you know very little about the free-to-play game, episode 0 of the Rumsey Ramble could be a great place for you to start. Pull up a chair and listen to JC Monkey, Quad, and Beta ramble about Hearthstone, from tutorial talk to deck-building strategies and more. You can find the Rumsey Ramble at grindexp.com. Learn the official pronunciation of Draenor, learn about a new host for next week, and get news about mages, Hearthstone, pets, San Diego Comic-Con, and more on episode 79 of 30 Minute Cooldown on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, and 30minutecooldown.com. The crew over at Group Quest sat down with the Godmother from Alternative Chat to talk about garrisons, new models, and fun suckers in the show entitled Wiping the Characters Because It's Beta, which can be found at thegroupquest.com. Next week, catch the show to find Lorewalker Soul from the Lorewalkers Roundtable on as a guest. What do you love and hate about being in the guild? Esmeralda Sky and Big Hair go over these questions and dish out plenty of WoW and Wildstar news on episode 11 of the Nexie Show. Follow the show on Twitter at Nexie Show, and as always, you can download the show at thenexieshow.podbean.com. In the latest Diablo 3 PTR update, Two-Handers and Monks received more buffs, but are they enough? Archon and Nineball discuss that, plus the merits behind some of the other class changes in this update, and talk about some of the fan feedback they received over the last week. You can hear all of this on episode 17 of the West March Workshop, which you can find over at blizzpro.com. And finally, Heroes of the Storm is taking WoW podcasts by storm, including Hearthcast. On episode 227 of Hearthcast, Root and Freckleface talk all about the game in 30 minutes or less with guests Dead Guy and Galley. Find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or at Hearthcast.com. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and register for an anger management class, because I still have way too much rage about not seeing that Warcraft movie trailer. F***ing seriously. There's no World of Podcast news this week, but next week I'll be sharing with you a list of those that are planning to participate at the Anaheim event, as well as some info on how you can help support it. There were no new reviews on iTunes or Stitcher this week, but what about you? What do you think of the show? Leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, and whether it's 4-star, 5-star, or otherwise, I'll give you a shout-out. If you'd like to support the show and help cover the cost of hosting and giveaways, you can go to patreon.com/realmpodcast and pledge as little as $1 a month. If you'd like to learn more about all of the WoW, Hearthstone, Diablo, and Heroes of the Storm podcasts out there, check out the podcast directory at realm-maintenance.com. Realm-maintenance.com is home of the weekly podcast roundup as well, and if you subscribe to the RSS feed there, you'll get a list of all of the WoW and other Blizzard game podcasts that have come out in the past week every Sunday. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show, or a promo to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at realmpodcast, or follow myself at Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Next week, it's time to take a trip to Value Town when I talk to Chan Man about his popular Hearthstone videocast, Value Town. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. This podcast has been a presentation of Realm Maintenance Productions, copyright 2014. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Megan and Ward for being on the show this week. Thanks to everyone in the Blizzard podcast community for the retweets and for getting the word out about the show. And thanks to you for listening.